we've talked so much about ICE and methamphetamine over the last couple of years that it all sort of seems to blend into one. But then you take the time to talk to people that have been addicted to this. You talk to the people that are trying to treat it. You talk to the police or anybody that has any responsibility for it. And they put their hands over their face and they shake their head at the hopelessness of this. It's just awful. It is terrible. And as I repeat, I'm happy to say for the third time today, Andrew Scipione told me a year ago that we're going to lose a generation because of this. And I'm grateful for the time of Jake. It's not his real name, and we're also not going to say where he is being treated, but we have all that information. Jake is 17 years old and is in rehab right now, trying to overcome an ICE addiction. And I really thank him for his time. Hi, Jake.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. I want to ask you how you're going, how you're feeling.
I'm going good, and I'm feeling great.
Jake, let's start from the beginning. How did you get involved in it, in this drug?
It was more of peer pressure.
Yeah.
And one of my mates said, just try it. And I did, and my first time wasn't the best. And other times, yeah.
Were there other drugs that you were into before this?
Yes.
How old were you, Jake?
When I first started ICE, I was about 15.
Oh, yeah. And when is the last time that you used it?
About 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay. And how's the rehab going for you? Is it working?
Yeah, it is working. I haven't had any triggers or anything wanting me to do it, and the programs and that are all right.
Well, what does rehab look like for you? I mean, are you able to continue school, or have you had to put all that to one side and concentrate on getting over the addiction?
No, I've actually just enrolled in TAFE.
Terrific. Terrific. And what do you want to do, if you don't mind telling me?
Youth work.
Youth worker.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Can you tell us, for people that don't have an understanding of this, because I think people still see ICE very much as a party heroiny kind of thing, I mean, or people have no understanding of it. What does it feel like when you're on this drug?
It feels like the earth underneath you has gone, and it feels like you're flying, and just all recollection of things that happen for different people, it can go away for people it stays, but it just feels like you're invincible, like bigger people than you, you're not afraid of, you could do anything, like you feel like Superman pretty much.
When is it, you said that it didn't really work for you the first time you took it, when did you say, oh, hey, hang on, this thing's really got me, it's got hold of me, I'm addicted, I'm in trouble?
About my third use of it.
The third time that you used it?
Yeah.
The third time you used it, you said, I'm in strife. Like a 15-year-old kid, and I'm not trying to put you down when I say that, but a 15-year-old kid who's used ICE for the third time thought, gee, hang on, I'm in strife.
Yeah.
And how did you know that? Your body had just craved it again.
Yeah, it just kept wanting it and wanting it. The first two times were just to try it and see how I felt on it. And then the third time, it was just like, I want to try it again the last time. And then after that, I just got hooked on it and I could never stop until now.
Did it do the same thing to your mates?
For some of my mates, it had different effects. Like, for some people, it made them go to sleep, like if they didn't react to it well.
Yeah.
And for other people, it just, like, set their moods. Like, it made them change, not like the same person anymore.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because it's been talked about as being such a violent drug and changing your personality, making you feel invincible, but also bringing that violence with it. Is that what happened to you?
Yes, I became very angry a person, and them side effects of that angerness has stuck with me, and I'm trying to work on that now as well.
Yeah, okay. Were you a particularly angry, which you wouldn't be the first angry teenager in the world too, I might point out, Jake, but were you angry anyway?
Pardon?
Were you angry even when you were off the drug?
Not as much as I was when I was on.
Yeah. And did it make you violent? Were you ever violent?
Yeah, I was very violent.
What happened? I know these are tough things to talk about, but I just want to give everyone an understanding of what we're talking about here. What did you do when you were on it?
I'd get into fights with a lot of people, and I'd commit a lot of crimes.
Like what, to feed the habit or just to...
Yeah, to feed the habit, and just the feeling of it makes you feel like you can do it, so you will do it.
So you'd commit the crimes while you were on the ice. You didn't commit them when you were off trying to get more, but you'd commit those crimes.
Not as much.
I'd
have it to get more money so I could keep the buzz going, because it does go away after a while.
Yeah.
But other times I'd do it so I could get that. If I had the craving for that drug, for the ice, I'd commit a crime so I could get it and start again.
People had told me that the coming off the drug, when you were coming down, to use that term, when you were coming down, is just awful, far worse than any other drug.
Yeah, you feel like you feel like you're real down, you're slouchy in that. You're like, you can just feel your body, like, exhausted. It's, like, completely immobile, stuffed up. Like, myself, other people would use, like, other drugs, like depressants and that, to go to sleep, so then they don't have to feel it.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'd use marijuana to make that feeling go away and just feel relaxed, so lower the thing, lower the feelings.
Yeah.
So then it wouldn't, like, make more of an effect when I was coming down.
It's no way to live a life, mate, is it, as you know?
No, it's not.
I wish you all the very best in the future as a youth worker. To me, you sound like you'd be a bloody good one, mate.
Thank you.
A really good one. I wish you all the very best. Is there a particular time for rehab, Jake, or you just, it's a bit different for everybody?
Yeah, there is a time. The time is when you want to quit the drugs and clean yourself up and get your life back on track.
No, I mean that you spend in rehab. You know, you've been in it for about 3 months now, but...
Oh, no, I've only been here for a month.
Yeah, okay.
I was in custody before.
Okay, yeah. Hey, thank you very much for talking to me. I really appreciate you being so honest. You've given us a great insight. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Jake, 17 years old. He's been in rehab for a month. And that's listening to that. That is exactly what we've got to try and fix. And I don't have a go at the Premier today when he said that the time for talk is over and the time for action. But we have heard that before many times. We want to see what that action plan really looks like.